And it's chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Ayin Vav. We are up to Sif Gimel. Says the Mechaber, Im Oima Ova Adam La'avdai. Somebody says to his servant, Ayla Shiv Chasek, to his maidservant, Leilachi, might to come along with him, Vidliku Ner, and the servant lights a candle. Afal Pishe Gam Heim Tzrichen Lai. So even though the servant is lighting the candle for themselves as well, Ein Ze Letzorech Ein Yehudi, that's not viewed as a something that he did for himself, for the guy, came and she'ikar halicha b'shvil Yisrael. Why is this guy going? Is because the person said, come with me, I need you to help me out with something. So they're lighting the candle for both of them, and also the reason they're going is only because the Yid asked. So that is viewed as the guy having lit it for the Yid, and therefore you would not be allowed to have Hana. So let's see, Meshavur, Leilachi, my dafke nakad. That's if the Yid says to the guy, come with me. But if the Yid sends the guy, go do something, and they want light, that's not considered for the Yid. Even though they're going because the Yid asked them to, but they're still lighting the light for himself. Since the Jew himself is not actually having enough from the light. So it's basically really indirect. When did the Chachamim make this gezeira? You cannot have Hana from the guy's malacha. Is if you're having that Hana directly from the malacha. But if it's an indirect Hana, meaning you are having Hana that the guy can go and do what you told him to do well, and they're doing it better because they lit themselves a light, that is not considered something you can't have enough from. Of course, you can't tell them to light the candle and go, but if they do that, then it's okay. Now, if that's the case, the guy comes back and leaves the candle burning. That candle, remember, we always go back to the time the malacha was done, when the candle was lit. Now the guy comes back, it's not, since there was no Isser at that time for the Yid to have enough from it, that now doesn't develop an Isser, the candle's lit already. And therefore, he would love to be have enough. This is what the Taz writes. Nearly, the Shivcha goes ahead and lights a candle in order to wash the dishes. That's not considered Litzarech Yisrael. Came and saying good for Yisrael and the Hanuman, because you're not having enough from the fact that they lit a candle. The dishes are washed, right? Litzarcha, and she's the one who has to do it. So Litzarcha Madleka. So if you have again, we're going to get much more into Amir al Akim, and it's very complicated. But you have a cleaning lady in the house, and she's washing your dishes. Let's assume that we're not dealing with any of the other issues, that you'd be allowed to be washing those dishes. You still need them for Shabbos. It's not a chana, or whatever the scenario is that she's allowed to wash the dishes. Now, she turns on the light in order to be able to wash the dishes. You're not there. And then she leaves the light on. At that point, the light was not lit for you. You can mamash have enough from that light. Kevan, the Be'ez had luck on there, had lika litzarcha, since at the time that she lit it, it was lit for herself. You decide you want to go wash the dishes fast, so then you're going to go help out, wash the dishes, you can do it. Even though the Prima Gadim wants to be machma in that case, that's if you the guy to lights the light and you're doing all the dishes. And we show the mechzi shadlicha litzarcha, because then it appears that she lit it for him. Mashenkem b'zeham rinon, the ikar hadaita the nafshika of the canal b'sif beis, the main reason she lit it was for her, for herself. Okay? Now, we said that if you tell, going back to the original case, of the guy, you told the guy to come with you, and they light the candle for it. So even though they need the candle as well, but since you need it, they need it, plus the ikar reason they're going is for you, and you're going along, he said, you know, the Mechaber said, you know, I'll do it. Right, Zalaima. The fact that he needs it also, it's clear that the guy had in mind to light it for himself as well. The then we said, okay, so this is Vaita. Says the Rama. So Umutta Yehudi, Kvar. You if there's a candle that's lit, right? So you have a lantern that's lit. And you tell the guy to come with you, it's okay to tell the guy to take the candle with him. Says the Ramah that this thing that we said, you can't tell the guy to do something, that is to light a candle. But to tell the guy to be metaltal in there, that is okay. Why is that? So first says the Mishnah, this is, he says, there's a very thin line we're walking. I can't tell the guy to come with me and light a candle. I can't even have enough from the candle, even if I didn't tell him to light the candle. But if it's a lit candle, it's okay to tell the guy to bring the candle. So he says, in general, we're walking a very thin line here. And if you're going to pass in such halacha publicly to people who don't really know halacha, they're going to end up expanding that. Oh, last week I was able to tell him to take the guy, the candle with him, and now I'm going to tell him to light a candle. Leilachimai, that they want to go to the cellar and light and get wine from the cellar. We see that having your own wine cellar in your house is not such a big deal. Even back in Radin, where they had no money, they had wine cellars. Oi, lahavi lechem, to go get bread. In this case, there's no difference between wax, fat, or from oil. He says separately, don't go ahead. And if you're going with an oil candle, right, then you can walk slowly. Don't tell the slave that's walking with you to hurry up. Because if you're going quickly with a oil candle, the oil is going to slosh around. It's going to come closer and further away from the wick. You're telling the guy basically to make the light bigger and small. Yes, you're putting out the candle. If you're doing this yourself, and Cain, since you're not allowed to do it, right? Now you shouldn't be telling the guy to do it. So if you tell him to take a candle and it's an oil candle and it's going to slosh around, that's something you're not allowed to do. Since it's something you're not allowed to do, you shouldn't be telling the guy to do. But the question is, which we didn't answer yet, so I'm not allowed to be metaltal a candle either, even if it's an Ner Shel Shiva. So why did the Ramah tell us that it's okay to tell the slave to take a Ner Shel Shiva with him or any candle with him? So Mishabru is going to explain. The Isser that I'm telling the guy to do is only Mukta. Umukta shari ayyadei tiltamanatzad. We learned this already. That if you're metaltav, you have certain situations, we're going to get much more into mukta later on, but if you're going to go ahead and if you have something, let's say, on the table that you now that you need to get off, so in certain situations, you'll have to be metaltav min hatzad, right? So we had the case in Hatmana, right? So you have the stuff wrapped around the pot, you're pulling out the pot, the stuff falls away, it's only tiltamanatzad. It's not being metaltic. As I said, we're gonna get much more into it. Now, the cave on the boy Yisrael, although we're not gonna do this, right? But there is a way for the Yid himself to go ahead and take this candle, right? Carry it in an unusual fashion. Do tiltamanatzad, right? You're going by Chayriyadav, so you pick up the candle with the back of your hand. Right? You'll put it, in your elbow. Kishem Yehudi. I'm not telling the guy to do an Isser. I'm telling the guy to move the candle. I have a way that I can do the candle in Mutter d'Kaifin. The fact that he does it in a not Mutter, because he doesn't do Toltamanatzad, that's his own decision. I don't care if he picks it up on the back of his hand. That if you want the guy just to take out the wick so that it shouldn't get stolen or lost, that you know to do. When you need the candle, this is the case that we said you're allowed to do it. So if you need the place, you're allowed to tell the guy to go ahead and move the candle away from it. So that is another way that you could tell the goy, but again, the svar is very simple. Hey, yais, that I'm telling the goy to do something that I myself can really do. The fact that the goy is doing it in a way that I can't do it, that's not my problem, being that there is a way that I can do it. And again, it's also mukta, and according and l'chayr mukta is really, at least according to most, only a derabanan. Says the mechaber Siftal. And yesh ner bebeis Yisrael uba ein Yehudi behidlik ner achas. So this is a very important halacha because we're going to see this changes some of the situation. So till now we learned that if a goy comes ahead and my house is pitch black, right? So it's in my basement with no, let's go my basement with no windows, and the goy comes and he lights a candle. I mamash can't have no from it. I can't do anything. Now here the situation is I have a candle lit and the goy comes in and he lights another candle. You're allowed to be mishtamish to that candle while the first candle is still lit. But once the first candle goes out, meaning the one that I lit before Shabbos goes out, then, or one that was lit even on Shabbos by a goy for himself, so it's a kind of candle that I'm allowed to have enough. So there's one candle in the room that I'm allowed to have enough that's burning. Okay. Now the guy comes and he lights another candle, so it's more lit up the room now. I can still have hana from the candles while both candles are lit. However, when the first candle goes out, so now the only candle that I'm having hana from is the new one that the guy lit for me. I'm not allowed to have hana. Let's see, Mishabur writes a line. Even though now that he lit additional candles, it's much brighter the room. It's mutta. It has to be that whatever I'm doing, I could have done with the first candle. So the second candle makes it more pleasant, makes it easier for me, but it doesn't change the fact that I was able to do it beforehand. But if I had such a tiny candle that I couldn't see anything from it, and now he lights another candle, but at some I'm having another from the other candle right away. So, but we're talking about a case, the room was dim. I was able to eat. I was able to do whatever I need to do in the dim room. The fact that he lit another candle is not considered so much having enough from it, and therefore it's mutav. This is only good to allow me, if he did it, I can still have enough in the room. This doesn't allow me to tell him, oh, I have one light burning anyway. I just want a little more brighter. I should tell him to do another light. This only allows me, he did it anyway. I don't fall into the problem of not being able to have hana. Let's go a drop further. V'chein im nasan shemen b'ner hadolik. There's a candle burning, and he adds oil to it. Mutal l'shtamish at kadesh shi'ichla shemen shayu by kar ba'achakach asa. I'm allowed to have hana from this candle, right? As long as it would have been burning anyway. What's happening afterwards? That's the guy did it. So we skipped one mishabura avol. We said that once the first candle goes out, then I can. You have a fireplace that was burning from before Shabbos. He sees that it's going to go out, and now he wants my house to be warm, so he does me a favor. He adds a couple of logs. Also, once the first fire would have gone out, any point after that, I'm not allowed to have a yod. Beforehand, I can have hana. He says, because over here in this case, I have a bigger fire. It's doing more for me. I am having hana from his new stuff, even more so than just the additional candles. Then we said that if he adds oil, it's mimutal ishtamish until the point where the original oil would have run out. After then it seems Shantamazutaisafar, now he adds oil, so the oil level is higher, so the fire gets bigger, it's better light. I have a candle, it's burning, giving me light, but it's not doing its full thing. He straightens it out so it burns better. After Bevadai, you're certainly not allowed to tell the guy to do it. Over here, you're allowed to. Since I would have been able to have Hana from this before the guy came in over here. Let's see the Ramah. Let's finish up this sif. Says Ramah, you are allowed to stop the guy from adding, lighting, and from lighting a candle. Now, the obvious question is, of course, I'm allowed to. What's the Havamina that I can't stop the guy from lighting a candle for me? So, Mishabura explains, I would have thought Don't obviously don't tell the guy. Tell the guy next week don't do it. But on Shabbos, don't talk about lighting candles. No, the guy comes. He's just limchais and we came in the micha boy. The heraloid loy nichalos. He asked him a Shabbos b'shvilo. Once you tell him no, don't do it. Afilu matkach asam alacha. If he does do it, chashiv ki ilu asam alacha letzarchai. Then it shows that he did it for himself. He says, if you went ahead and you vehemently told the guy, no, don't do this for me, he likes it anyway. Clearly, he did it for himself. Now, obviously, he says, you can't just do this as a wink wink. I'm telling you not to do it, but I can really be happy if you do it. If you're doing harama, it doesn't help you. He says, certainly, if it's in your own house and your own candle, you have to stop the guy because, as we mentioned earlier, other people are going to see him doing it and they're going to think you actually told them to do it. So, therefore, you have to stop it. Okay, we'll stop over here. And in Yetzer Hashem, we will continue on Monday.